Gemara Daf in the Testament Beis brings down an interesting Maisa about the Riva Achas Behitlu, this young girl in the city called Hitlu. So it says, Maisa Riva Achas Behitlu, Shahaisa Mechabedes is a bias. This girl was cleaning her house, she was sweeping the house, with Rava Kelev Kufri Machareah. And a Kelev Kufri is some type of big dog came and Raveh her Machareah, Vichshira Rabbi Lakuhuna, and Rabbi Paskin that she is Mutter Lakuhuna. That's the Maisa, the way it's brought down over here. And this Maisa needs a little bit of beer. Number one, why is it important for the Gemara to tell us that she was mechabedes es habayis, that she was cleaning her house? Why is that an integral part of the story? Who cares what she was doing at the time? So why does Gemara mention the mechabedes es habayis? And number two, bichlal, it's hard to understand how this kelev kufri was reveh her machareah. Obviously, it sounds like it was done shalor mitzayna, that it's just not mistaber. How does a dog come and is reveh someone without their rutzen? The isomachim is not revealed. It's just a little bit of a difficult maisa to understand how such a thing would happen. And Lulei de Mistafina, I wanted to be Matzia, a pshat over here, Mechudish de Kipshat, to be Mazur, what was really going on over here in this Maisa, and that's Alpia Mishnah and Mikvais, Perkhes Mishnah Dalad. The Mishnah says like this. It says that Isha Shashimsha Besa, Isha who was Mashamish Besa, she atashah Shemita beYarda v'Tavla, and then she went and she was Tavla, the Loi Kibda Sabayas, and she was not Mechabed the Bayas, Kilo Loi Tavla, it's as if she was not Tavla at all. So Isha went to the Mikvah, but she wasn't Mechabed the Bayas, she didn't clean her house. It's as if she wasn't Taival. What does it mean, L'kibda Sabayas? So the Rav says, L'kibda Sabayas is really, it's a Lashon Nekiyah. It means, L'kincha Atzma Ad Shal Yisharba L'chlucha Shal Shech V'Zera. It means she wasn't Mekaneach Ba'is HaMakam to remove the Shech V'Zera, so she didn't clean Ba'is HaMakam, and because of that, it's Kilay Tavla, because the Shech V'Zera could still be there. So we see that the Mishnah, the Tana Mamash, uses this Lashon of Kibda Sabayas, Mechabeda Sabayas, to refer not to actually cleaning her real house, but to it's a lashon nekiyah for Isa Makam. She didn't cleanse Isa Makam, she didn't do a kinuach, and that's what kibda sabayis means. So perhaps you could say that over here as well, when it says that this Riva Achas Behitlu was mechabedes sabayis, doesn't mean she was cleaning her actual house that she lived in, but it's a lashon nekiyah referring to the kinuach by Isa Makam. She was doing some type of kinuach by Isa Makam for whatever reason, for halachic reasons, mistama, some type of bedika, and for that reason Isa Makam was revealed. And that's why this Kelev Kufri was able to be Rever her Machareah, because it was Taka revealed. And that explains as well why the Gemara had to mention the fact that she was Mechabedes Sabayas, because that really is the Hezver, why this Maisa took place, because that Makam was revealed, and therefore the Kelev was able to be Rever her. And you could just add a fascinating thing, that the we do find another time in Shas where this a story happened in the city called Hitlu, again with a Riva, with a young girl. And this is a Gemara Nida and Daf Tesim Abayis. The Gemara over there says that Maisa B'Riba Achas B'Hitlu, there's a story with the Riba Achas B'Hitlu, Shifsika Shalosh Oynes. She stopped seeing Dan for 3 Oynes. Uva Maisa V'Nechachamim V'Amu Daya Shaita. So she stopped seeing Dan, and then she did see Dan again. And this apparently was something not common, that this young girl stopped seeing Dan, and then she did see Dan. And the question is, what's her din l'gabe hilchas nida l'gabe daya shaita? That's how the Gemara brings it down. So, haloi davahu, it's mistamen out of coincidence that, again, this is a maisa that happened in the city called Hitlu with a Riva, with a young girl, and perhaps one can be metzia that this was that same girl, that same Riva b'Hitlu, who was very involved with bedikas because she was hifsika shalosh einis, and during one of those bedikas, during one of the kinuach, when she was mechabedes es beisa, that's when this story took place over here, that the Rava Kelev Kufri Machareah, because it was revealed, and it could be these two maisim are really referring to the same Riva in the city of Hitlu. Just a possibility. And just to be messiah with another possible shot over here, which is what the Melech HaShalem over there says in the Mishnayos, in the Mishnah Mikvayos, he says that the Lekibda Sabayis, he brings this from the Beseris of Hilchas Nida, actually might mean not a Lashon Nekiyah referring to Kinuach, but it might mean Kipshutai, to be Mechabed Sabayis, to cleaning the house. And he says that the Yesh Mefarshim Kavod Habayis Mamesh Shebashashi Shreicha Lechabed and Mechaves Yerchaseh Poletes HaKol, that the derech was when she would be cleaning the house, she would bend down to clean and whatever, and because of that, it would widen Isomachim, and therefore the Shech Vezer could be Niflat. So perhaps, if you go with that pshat, that could be another Hezber, why that caused the Kelev Kufri to be Raveh her, so that could be after another pshat in the Gemara. But Luli Dvarav, again, maybe it could be Matziah, that Kibda Sabayis is a Lashon Nekiyah to Kinuch by Isomachim, and that would explain these two Maisim.